The BRAC Commission still hasn't voted on the fate of the Air Force Reserve unit known as the 440th Airlift Wing, but a commission advisor says he's recommending that no C-130 transport planes be assigned to the unit. That could leave the base basically empty unless other work is brought in. Right now, the base has about 265 military and civilian employees and about 1,300 reservists. 440th spokesperson Dennis Mehring won't comment on news media stories regarding the staff recommendation, but Mehring says it has been an anxious week.
It's a nervous anticipation and a wish that they just speed things up and get it over with and let us know.
But Mehring says a federal court ruling in Pennsylvania today could delay the 440th's fate. A judge says the Pentagon doesn't have the authority to shut down an Air National Guard unit without the Pennsylvania governor's approval. Mehring says BRAC recommendations usually trigger a cascade of effects.
One step affects two or three, four or more down the line. So if the lawsuit that Pennsylvania, Connecticut, or the Tennessee Air National Guard advocates have filed are held up, it could delay that cascade of actions. And somewhere along the line, it could be the 440th that gets caught up in that.
The staff advising the base closing commission is also following another Pentagon plan and suggesting several aircraft be added at Air National Guard bases in Milwaukee and Madison. Those bases are the 128th Refueling Wing at Mitchell Airport and the 115th Fighter Wing at Truax Field. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.